You're listening to The Philosopher's Note on Authentic Happiness. More wisdom in less time.
Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to The Philosopher's Notes on Authentic Happiness, using the new positive psychology to realize your potential for lasting fulfillment by Martin Seligman. We'll jump right in with a quote. The good life consists in deriving happiness by using your signature strengths every day in the main realms of living. The meaningful life adds one more component, using these same strengths to forward knowledge, power, or goodness. A life that does this is pregnant with meaning, and if God comes at the end, such a life is sacred. End quote. That's Martin Seligman from Authentic Happiness. And Martin Seligman is changing the world. As the former president of the American Psychological Association and founder of the revolutionary positive psychology movement, he and his colleagues are literally creating a science of happiness. It's amazing stuff. I'm a huge fan of his work and actually studied with Marty and 300 other professionals, from academic researchers to therapists, coaches, and philosophers, as part of his Vanguard Authentic Happiness coaching class in 2003. We were the first lucky group like that to get his tutelage in the science of happiness, and it was a lot of fun to dive a little deeper into his work. Before we get going with the note, I want to strongly suggest you go online and bookmark AuthenticHappiness.com the next chance you get. You're going to want to spend a lot of time there playing around with all the amazing self-assessment tests they offer for free. Start with the Signature Strengths Test and have fun getting to know yourself better with scientifically valid tests on everything from gratitude and meaning to optimism and grit. My strong vote, join the 700,000 other people who have already signed up and get busy there today. Now let's kick this note off with a little background on the trends in psychology and why Dr. Seligman's work has been and continues to be so important. The first big idea is trends in psychology. Quote, happiness and well-being are the desired outcomes of positive psychology. End quote. So in the 20th century, psychological research was primarily focused on mental illness. In fact, for every 100 articles published on mental illness, there was only one published on mental health. We now have a much better understanding of depression, schizophrenia, and other negative elements of human behavior. Unfortunately, we made much less progress towards scientifically understanding the elements of health and optimal living. Although many psychologists have explored positive elements of human behavior, it was Martin Seligman who, as the president of the American Psychological Association in 2000, launched an aggressive initiative to scientifically understand happiness and other positive emotions. He and his colleagues labeled this new branch of research positive psychology. Basically, they figured that although we were pretty good at taking someone from negative 9 to negative 3 to 0 through pharmacology and psychotherapy, it was time to focus on understanding how to guide someone from 0 to 3 to plus 9. It's pretty exciting to look at the scientific research that's being conducted on subjects such as the value of self-awareness, goal-directed behavior, altruism, gratitude, and other aspects of optimal living. Really cool stuff. So the first big idea we need to understand in order to understand authentic happiness and the science of happiness is core virtues. Quote, there is astonishing convergence across the millennia and across cultures about virtue and strength. Confucius, Aristotle, Aquinas, the Bushido Samurai Code, the Bhagavad Gita, and other venerable traditions disagree on the details, but all of these codes include six core virtues: wisdom and knowledge, courage, love and humanity, justice, temperance, spirituality, and transcendence. Convergence across thousands of years and among unrelated philosophical traditions is remarkable, and positive psychology takes this cross-cultural agreement as its guide. End quote. So, starting with those six core virtues, Seligman and his positive psychology researchers have categorized a set of 24 character strengths. We each have aspects of these strengths in our personality. The science is showing that, as we get to know which of these strengths constitute our signature strengths, and we use them regularly in our daily lives, our happiness and well-being go up. So that leads us to the next big idea, signature strengths. Quote, I do not believe that you should devote overly much effort to correcting your weaknesses. Rather, I believe that the highest success in living and the deepest emotional satisfaction comes from building and using your signature strengths. End quote. So that is pretty much what this book is about. Another one of my favorite books on the subject of the science of happiness is by another brilliant researcher named Robert Sternberg. In his book, Successful Intelligence, he introduced me to this idea that we shouldn't spend too much time on our weaknesses. His research showed that the most successful among us weren't those with the highest IQs or SATs or GPAs. The most successful are those who know who they are, what they're good at, and they rock those strengths, spending just enough time to make sure their weaknesses don't kick their butt. And they spend the rest of the time developing their strengths. Really powerful stuff. Seligman and his wealth of research speaks loudly that we need to figure out what our strengths are and use them often. So what are your strengths? What are you great at? What do you most enjoy doing? The good news is that they all usually go together. All right, before you cruise over to the website to take the signature strengths test at AuthenticHappiness.com, let's take a first pass at self-identifying your greatest strengths. So in the PDF, I actually have a little place you can write them down. My greatest strengths are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So if you're driving right now, imagine, what are your 5 greatest strengths? You may want to press pause while you do that and then come back. If you're sitting somewhere and you can write, go ahead and write down, my 5 greatest strengths are, and just dabble down what comes to mind. And as you do that, we'll move on to the next big idea, which is the good life. In my view, Seligman says, you can find it by following a remarkably simple path. The pleasant life might be had by drinking champagne and driving a Porsche, but not the good life. Rather, the good life is using your signature strengths every day to produce authentic happiness and abundant gratification. End quote. All right, so I think it's time to take the official signature strengths test. My recommendation would be find some time where you have 30 to 40 minutes of quiet, uninterrupted time to go online and take the test. Again, it's at AuthenticHappiness.com. All right, so it's absolutely mandatory that you take the time to do that if you want to get the most out of this note that you possibly can. So you may want to press pause and come back to this when you have them. Or we can just imagine what yours are, and then you can come back in and fill it in later. So I have another place in the PDF where you can write down my signature strengths are. And this is complementing what you self-identified as your greatest strengths. So your signature strengths will be identified by the test. You can write them down and then move on from there. For those curious souls, my signature strengths are creativity. I enjoy finding creative solutions to problems. The second one is hope and optimism. I believe I can create anything I want in my life, and I also believe that anyone else can do the same. The third is courage. I thrive pushing my edges. The fourth is kindness and generosity. I get a lot out of helping people. My fifth is energy and enthusiasm. I have a lot of it, if you haven't noticed. My sixth signature strength is wisdom. I love understanding life, and people look to me for perspective. So I've taken the test twice, and those are the ones that have showed up for me. And as we discover your signature strengths, it will be time to put them into your day-to-day life, which leads to the next big idea, calling descriptions. Quote, if you can find a way to use your signature strengths at work often and also see your work as contributing to the greater good, you have a calling. End quote. So Seligman talks about the 3 kinds of work orientation, a job, a career, and a calling. As he points out, you go to a job strictly for a paycheck. Punch the clock, get paid, done. You have a career to enjoy the benefits of advancement and mastery of a given domain. A calling or vocation, on the other hand, is what Seligman says, a passionate commitment to work for its own sake. And here's what's cool. As Seligman says, quote, any job can become a calling, and any calling can become a job. A physician who views the work as a job and is simply interested in making a good income does not have a calling, while a garbage collector who sees the work as making the world a cleaner, healthier place could have a calling. End quote. How about you? How do you view your work? Are you consciously engaging in your strengths? Are you consciously using your strengths in greatest service to the world? Good, then you've got a calling. If not, don't despair. Just remember that the key to recrafting your job is to make it into a calling. How? Well, let's start with your signature strengths again. Have you done the test yet? If not, get on it. If so, let's write down your signature strengths again. And yes, I already realize I've asked you to write them down twice, but write them down again. Trust me. I used to write down my signature strengths every day on the top of my daily planning guide. I think I'm going to start doing that again now that I say that out loud. So as they say, repetition is the mother of genius. And we want to make sure you're absolutely aware of who you are and what your greatest strengths are. I like to say that if someone, for some odd reason, decided to wake you up at 3 a.m. and ask you, what are your greatest strengths? You'd be able to answer them without hesitation. All right, so assuming we've got your strengths, now what? Now, let's write your calling description. Here's mine. As the chief philosopher of Philosopher's Notes, I am committed and excited to use my signature strengths in the greatest service to the world. Number one, I use my creativity every day in my writing and as I create my business, having fun coming up with new ways to share wisdom and innovative ways to build my business, embodying the ideals of love, fun, and conscious capitalism that I believe in. Number two, I use my hope and optimism every day as I set my intention before writing, committing myself to sharing my belief in life and in your highest potential. And I use my hope and optimism as I look forward at the impact I intend to have in the world with this project and the many others I will engage in the months and years and decades ahead. Number three, I use my courage every day as I take the financial risk to capitalize my business and put myself out there as a writer and teacher. I smile in the face of challenges and doubts and celebrate the opportunities I have to put these ideas into practice in my own life. Number four, I use my kindness and generosity every day as I pay my team generously and give my best to my work and relationships, seeing the divine harmony as I circulate as much love and kindness and wisdom and abundance as I can. Number five, I use my energy and enthusiasm every day as I put exclamation point and happy face after exclamation point and happy face in my writing and speaking and in every conversation I have with subscribers and partners and friends. And number six, I use my wisdom every day as I distill the essence of these amazing books into fun, easily digested, and readily applied nuggets of wisdom. And as I strive to embody these ideals with more and more integrity moment to moment to moment. So, this is something I've been doing for over 5 years now, and I have no doubt that the reason I'm so fortunate to get paid to read and write and inspire and empower so many amazing people is due to the fact that I have applied the simple but incredibly powerful lessons of this remarkable book. It's simple. Quote, "The good life consists in deriving happiness by using your signature strengths every day in the main realms of living. The meaningful life adds one more component, using these same strengths to forward knowledge, power, or goodness." So, what are your strengths? How are you using them every day? How are you giving them to something bigger than yourself? Again, we want to make this conscious. So, what are your strengths? 1 through 5. And how are you using them every day? I suggest you may want to think about going through the exercise I just went through of identifying your strengths and then identifying consciously and on paper how you're committed to giving them to the world day in and day out. So, this note is really dominated by you taking this self-assessment exam at AuthenticHappiness.com. So it's pretty brief because I spent a lot of time in the PDF giving you the space to actually write down what your strengths are many times, as well as how you're committed to giving them to the world. So we've pretty much wrapped up this note. I highly, 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 highly recommend you go take the test at AuthenticHappiness.com. Come back, maybe re-listen to this or print out the PDF and use it as a journaling tool. And enjoy the process of integrating your signature strengths into your life more day to day to day. Now let's look a little bit more at Martin Seligman, some other notes I think you'll enjoy, and some of the quotes in the sidebar of the PDF. So Martin E.P. Seligman is an American psychologist and writer. He is well known for his work on the idea of learned helplessness, and more recently for his contributions to leadership in the field of positive psychology. He is the Robert A. Fox Leadership Professor of Psychology at the University of Pennsylvania, Department of Psychology. He has served as president of the American Psychological Association and is a best-selling author writing about positive psychology topics such as The Optimistic Child, Learned Optimism, What You Can Change and What You Can't. That's adapted from Wikipedia. And you can learn more about all things authentic happiness, as I've said, at AuthenticHappiness.com. You can go to Seligman's Research Alliance website, where you can get more info on the scientific research currently conducted in positive psychology at positivepsychology.org. If you enjoyed this note, you'll definitely enjoy the note on another one of Martin Seligman's book called Learned Optimism. I think you'll also like Abraham Maslow's Self-Actualizing Individual, Man's Search for Meaning, The Gifted Adult, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, Ralph Waldo Emerson, and A Joseph Campbell Companion. Now let's take a look at some of those quotes in the PDF sidebar, and then we'll wrap it up. All right, we'll start with a quote from Martin Seligman, who says, "Positive psychology points the way toward a secular approach to noble purpose and transcendent meaning, and, even more astonishingly, toward a God who is not supernatural." And he says, "My most basic concern, however, is measuring happiness's constituents, the positive emotions and strengths, and then telling you what science has discovered about how you can increase them. And the well-being that using your signature strengths and genders is anchored in authenticity. And here's a quote from John Hope Franklin. "You could say that I worked every minute of my life, or you could say with equal justice that I never worked a day. I have always subscribed to the expression, thank God it's Friday, because to me, Friday means I can work for the next 2 days without interruption." And finally, Albert Einstein says, "From the standpoint of daily life, however, there is one thing we do know, that we are here for the sake of each other, above all for those upon whose smile and well-being our own happiness depends, and also for the countless unknown souls with whose fate we are connected by a bond of sympathy. Many times a day I realize how much my own outer and inner life is built upon the labors of my fellow men, both living and dead, and how earnestly I must exert myself in order to give in return as much as I have received." End quote. All right, well, that officially wraps up this note on authentic happiness. And again, I really hope you take the time to go to authentichappiness.com, take the self-assessment test, and really get clear on what your signature strengths are and how you're going to build your life around using them throughout your day and giving yourself to something greater than yourself in the process and create a truly meaningful life. So to that end, and to creating our ideal, I sign off and wish you a wonderful day.
We hope you enjoyed this Philosopher's Note. Please go to www.philosophersnotes.com to download more.